From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The United Nations Climate Change Conference opened today in Copenhagen. Danish Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen told the thousands of delegates a strong and ambitious agreement is needed. Larry Miller has more.
Prime Minister Rasmussen said the climate summit is an opportunity the world cannot afford to miss.
Welcome to 2 weeks where we are to perform what is most difficult in politics. To make difficult but necessary decisions now in order to address mounting problems of the future.
In the opening seconds in a video, the emphasis was on the kind of Earth left to future generations.
Please help the world.
Please help save the world.
No legally binding agreements are expected at this gathering of delegates from 192 countries. The hope is that it will produce a framework for continuing negotiations leading to a binding treaty next year. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Thousands of police clash with thousands of protesters in Iran today near Tehran University. Opposition forces had called for demonstrations against the government. Students chanted "death to the dictator" and threw stones. Security forces fired tear gas and beat protesters with batons. Journalists working for foreign media outlets have been banned from covering the protests. Their press credentials have been suspended through Wednesday. Israeli soldiers today shot and killed an Israeli civilian as he tried to cross the border from Israel into Gaza. The army said the man was believed to be mentally ill. Linda Gradstein reports.
An Israeli army statement said that a man in his 30s arrived at the Erez border crossing around 2 a.m. Israel time, parked his car, and began running toward the crossing into Gaza. He tried to climb the security fence around the crossing. The statement said soldiers and security guards called on him to stop and fired warning shots in the air. When he did not stop, they fired toward his lower body. The man was taken to an Israeli hospital where he died of his wounds. Israel bans all Israeli citizens from going to Gaza. It also does not allow the 1.5 million Palestinians in Gaza, which is controlled by the Islamist Hamas, to cross into Israel except for humanitarian cases. Several Palestinian attacks have taken place at the border crossing in past years. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The Senate resumes work today on a nearly $1 trillion bill that would overhaul the nation's health care system. The proposals would spend nearly $1 trillion over 10 years to provide insurance coverage for more Americans. Most people would be required to obtain insurance. President Obama went to the Hill yesterday to urge fellow Democrats to rally around the bill. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 47 points at 10,436. The Nasdaq is up 6 points at 2,200. You're listening to NPR News. Mary Norwood is expected to seek a recount in last week's mayoral runoff in Atlanta. The Fulton County Board of Elections says Kasim Reed won the election by 715 votes, within the 1% margin of victory that allows a recount request under Georgia law. A panel of South Carolina lawmakers will vote today on whether to recommend the impeachment of Governor Mark Sanford. The subcommittee has held a series of hearings to address charges against the governor, stemming from his 5-day tryst in Argentina over the summer. From member station WFAE, Julie Rose reports.
The seven lawmakers charged with initial debate on the impeachment issue have spent the last 2 weeks examining charges that Sanford broke state ethics and campaign laws. For the most part, the committee has decided those charges are not serious enough to warrant impeachment. But there's still the lingering question of dereliction of duty. Did Governor Sanford do anything wrong when he secretly left the country to visit his Argentine mistress without telling anyone where he was going or how to contact him? And if so, does he deserve to be impeached for it? Some lawmakers believe so, but it's unclear whether they are a majority in the state legislature. Today's subcommittee vote will signal whether lawmakers intend to push ahead with impeachment or allow Sanford to serve out the last year of his term. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Lawmakers in New Jersey consider legislation today to legalize same-sex marriage. The Senate Judiciary Committee takes up the measure, which could be considered by the full state Senate next Thursday. It must clear both houses and be endorsed by the governor before becoming law. Outgoing Governor John Corzine has said he'd sign it if it reaches his desk. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.